WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both major candidates rallying in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania last night. Vice President Kamala Harris.
So here tonight, I will show you one example of Donald Trump's worldview and intentions. Please roll the clip.
Playing video of Mr. Trump calling his opponents the enemy from within. As former President Trump rallied last night in the Philadelphia suburbs, two attendees fainting.
That looks a little bad. That looks a little bit bad.
Eventually, Trump ended the Q&A, stayed on stage as the crowd listened to music. Arrested in North Carolina, a suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers helping people recover from the recent hurricanes. A first since the start of the war with Hamas, about 100 U.S. troops are being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the investigation into the 2020 false electors scheme is ongoing. On WISN-TV's Upfront, Call didn't rule out new charges, including charges against former President Donald Trump. Call has charged three former allies of Trump in connection with the effort to present a slate of false electors. A strike is over at the Molson Coors Brewery in Milwaukee. Union machinists were on strike for a week after their previous contract expired. Those employees are seeking higher wages and a better life-work balance. Molson Coors spokesperson says the new three-year contract ensures that the workers will be well compensated. And due to prolonged drought conditions and potential for elevated fire danger, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reinstating burning permits in 13 counties. A permit is now required for burning in a debris pile, a barrel, or in grasslands and wooded areas, unless the ground is snow-covered.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a little chilly out there again today. Mostly sunny. 50 will be our high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, hard freeze likely. Mostly clear. 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny 58 by Thursday. Sunshine high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:03 a.m. with Dave Grant. Here are the B-52s, Love Shack on Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like. Do it naturally. But if it's too easy, you're gonna disagree.
I'm all right. Nobody worry about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let me? Oh, I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be?
Who do you want? Who you gonna be tonight?
I'm all right. Nobody worry about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody worry about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is a 7-11 on Tuesday morning. David Grant joining you. Kenny Loggins, I'm all right. Yeah, I think someone put that song in the playlist on purpose. I think I'm all right. I'm not sure, though. It's Tuesday morning. You know, we got through Monday. No, I'm just kidding. I am just fine. No one needs to text in and do a welfare check. I am just fine. I'm all right. I'm glad you could join us on this Tuesday morning, bright and early. Little bit chilly outside this morning. If you have not stepped outside, you need a coat. You need pants. It's a little too cold to wear shorts. Coming from the guy who's been wearing shorts all the time, yes, I have pants on this morning because it's cold out there. Let's take a look at your forecast. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 49 degrees. You heard me correctly. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low of 27. Tomorrow morning, we could have widespread frost. This is going to happen between 1 a.m. and 9 a.m., so we're kind of keeping an eye on that. With that low getting to 27 degrees, we're expecting this to be a hard frost. So if you have sensitive plants outdoors, get them inside. We have that freeze warning from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. Tomorrow will warm up. It'll be sunny with a high of 57. Frost chances again Wednesday night, a low of 33. On Thursday, sunny, a high of 65. You know, we got to look towards the weekend. Friday, sunny with a high of 69. Looking at our weekend forecast, it's going to warm up into the 70s, lows in the mid-40s. I do not see any precipitation in the forecast models at this point in time. Currently, it is 34 degrees outside. I do want to take a moment and talk about something that came out from the Wisconsin DNR yesterday. The DNR is reinstating burn permits in several counties, including counties in our area, as the elevated fire danger have persisted into the state. The DNR explained it will reinstate burning permits issued by a special fire order in 13 counties. It began at 12:01 a.m. this morning. Now, areas that are included in our listening area would be Columbia, Marquette, Richland, Sauk counties, of course. So if you live in any of these areas, you need a burning permit. And this all extends up into like Portage County, Waupaca County, and Washura counties, and even into Dane and Iowa. So if you live north of here, you need a burning permit. It is too dry to do any sort of open burning at this point in time. And I'm pretty sure our fire chief would agree with that. So he happens to be listening. You can feel free to reach out to me and let me know if that is indeed the case. But I'm going to say no open burning without a permit. If you do have a cooking fire or grill, be careful while you're out there because it is definitely dry out there. Now, my yard isn't dry so much. I decided that it was time to take down the Halloween decorations. And these were the natural type of Halloween decorations. We had spiders who decided they needed to put a bunch of cobwebs up on the front of our house, and they were all over the place. And they get our garage pretty good as well, because we do have some decent lighting on our garage. They decided to put cobwebs all over the place there as well. And with that being said, it was time to get those cleaned up. Last night was not the most ideal temperatures to be doing that, but just from a timing standpoint, needed to get that done. So the cobwebs are gone from our front porch. So yeah, I took down our Halloween decorations. And then I worked on the garage area. A lot of cobwebs out there. And the massive spiders that came crawling out of nowhere. Those things were huge. I know I upset those things. And let me tell you, I was going to take some pictures of them, but I didn't want to gross anyone out. But these things were the biggest spiders I've seen in a long time. I assume they were camping out in the corners of the garage or somewhere in that area. And they were very unhappy with me last night. I saw them marching down the driveway towards me. And I'm just like, yeah, it's time to be done with this project. I'm not a huge fan of spiders whatsoever. So yeah, glad to have that done, but definitely a chilly night to be doing that. Speaking of things going on, as a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in to us this morning. Our text line is 608-355-9970. You can also go over to the Free Civic Media app, look for Max Mouse, tap on Max FM, and there's a text button at the bottom of the screen. You can click that and text into us as well. We're going to talk about birthdays and anniversaries right around 7:45 this morning. So speaking of things going on, what are some of the outdoor tasks that you've been putting off now that we're midway through October? Text those in to me. Let me know what tasks you've been putting off like me that need to get done around the house. And again, I'll remind you, today is October 15th. We're halfway through October. That means we're getting closer to, you know, that time of year, which, yeah, none of us are too excited about. So yeah, text those in to me. I'll be kind of curious to see what those responses are this morning of those tasks that you've been putting off that you really should be getting done. And so, you know, we have a few more of those around here as well. We may talk about those a little bit later. A couple of other things I want to mention this morning. First off, you heard Mace Michaels yesterday morning. We interviewed him. We want to say welcome back to Mace. He is not only doing weather for us now, he is also going to be on the radio every weeknight from 8 p.m. till midnight. So he's going to be our night guy. Mace has been involved with the radio station since it's been Max FM. He's one of the former co-owners of this with Corey and Maddie. So he was involved in it, and he was on the air when they first started the radio station, if you remember way back when. I actually remember this when I was a listener back in the day. So Mace is back on the air again, 8 p.m. to midnight, so looking forward to that. Now, there's some other exciting news, and I am definitely doing my best to contain myself. Starting on Monday, I am going to have a new morning show co-host. You heard me correctly. It won't be just me talking to you starting on Monday morning. I'm going to reveal a first name at some point here. I'm just waiting on permission and so forth and so on from my new morning show co-host. We worked everything out yesterday morning. We're finalizing everything in the next day here or so. So I'm going to have a new morning show co-host. I'm excited about this because I've always said that when I've done the morning show, it's always better when there's two of us or someone to talk back and forth with, and it's not just me talking to you. So she's excited to be joining us. So I just gave you one hint. It's not somebody that's worked here before, in case anyone's trying to get any other hints out of me. So it is somebody brand new to Max FM, somebody that is going to have some great energy in the morning as well. So it's going to be fun. I am looking forward to it. Her and I were talking yesterday. It was supposed to just be a quick chat. And yeah, we talked for quite a while. We're going to have some new ideas, a few new things that we'll start doing in the mornings, most likely. And we'll be talking about a wide variety of topics. Anybody that knows me and listens knows that, yeah, I kind of stray off of what I'm supposed to sometimes be doing, which, you know, it happens. I am easily distracted by shiny things. That's just how I roll. And it's going to be fun. And that's what we want to do, is have a lot of fun with you in the mornings. So we'll be introducing her on next Monday, and we will probably try to get some photos of us out there. I got busted yesterday by the bosses. Yeah, apparently they are looking for a picture of me for the Max FM website. Well, you know, I am not very photogenic for anyone that knows me. I definitely have a face for radio for anyone that knows me and kids around with that. So, yeah, so now I have to find a photo so they can put it on the Max.fm website. So everyone can see my mug, shall we say. So I am going to have to possibly get a professional headshot or something. Yeah, not looking for that. I feel bad for the photographer that has to do that because, again, it's me taking a picture of me, not the greatest fun thing in the world. So if anyone has any suggestions on that, feel free to text in. Our text line, again, is 608-355-9970. Apparently, I'm supposed to get that done sooner than later. So I have been putting that off for a long time, and yeah, it's one of those, no, Randy, you do not get to submit the pictures. One of our good listeners and good friends, Randy, said he's got a few pictures he could send over. No, those are pictures we are not putting on the Max FM website, Randy, but thank you for the suggestion as well. So, yeah, we will find something, and yeah, then his lovely wife is texting that she has plenty of pictures too. No, not those pictures, guys. Those were when I was younger and had a lot more hair, and yeah, no, not those pictures. So yeah, all joking aside though, if someone does have any suggestions for where to get a good headshot done, yeah, let me know, because I'm going to have to get that done. Our new morning show co-host is going to probably have to have that done. I don't know why they want our pictures. No one wants to see us, right? You guys don't get to see us on the radio. So yeah, that's the fun things coming up. So looking forward to that. So again, that'll be next Monday. Now, one of the other fun things that we're going to talk about later this morning, we got so many fun things that are kind of happening in the area and some other fun things. As a reminder, the Farmers Market is back tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Go over to the Baraboo's Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They'll tell you who's coming tomorrow, what they're bringing along. Easiest way to do it. We don't have too many of those days left. At the end of October, that's the end of the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. So got to get down there now. I know that we've had people with apples down there. We've had fall flowers like mums down there. So I look forward to that. I'm going to try to sneak down there tomorrow morning in between things. I tend to forget about it with working here on the morning show now. So it's going to be the apple time here. So we're going to be looking for apples. We try to get over some of the local apple orchards as well. And we'll be doing that. So yeah, I know there'll be some apples down there. I saw apple pie was down there. So, you know, there's nothing like a nice apple pie at this time of year as well. So stop on down to the Baraboo's Farmers Market tomorrow morning. And again, as a reminder, if you know anyone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. Also, if you have any of those fall projects that you're putting off, text those in to me. I'm kind of curious what people have been putting off. You know, Randy's willing to send in pictures, but we should maybe find out from Becky some of the projects Randy's not been doing, because I'm sure Randy's always on his best behavior, right, Becky? Yeah, I doubt that's the case. But Randy would never procrastinate. So we all know those procrastinators out there. So let me know. I'll tell you about a few of my other projects a little bit later that I have been putting off. Guilty as charged. So, all right, again, birthdays and anniversaries. That'll be right around 7:45 this morning. And the morning show is brought to you on Max FM by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
My name is Arlene Meyer. I am with Senior Voters for CARE, Wisconsin. I have farmed, driven a school bus, served on the county board, and raised four sons. Now, I am a resident at Pinecrest, the nursing home owned by Lincoln County. I believe in free and fair elections. It is the right of every American to vote, and I encourage everyone to exercise it. This November 5th, I'm casting my vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin. Living in a nursing home, I understand the skill, the commitment, and the compassion that is required to provide high-quality care. Senator Baldwin understands this, too. That's why she's working to raise wages for care workers across the state, including in small towns like mine. Vote for Senator Tammy Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by Movement Strategy Center Action Fund, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. MSCActionFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Maximum hits.
When
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It is going on 7:29 on Tuesday morning. Here is Aerosmith. Walk This Way on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. That's Aerosmith, Walk This Way on Max FM, 7:32 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary and know someone that is, please text those into us, 608-355-9970, or you can go over the free Civic Media app and click Max Amalis and click the text button at the bottom of your screen to text those in as well. We'll talk about those right around 7:45 this morning. Earlier, we were talking about those tasks that we put off towards fall. I'd mentioned I was cleaning off the cobwebs on our house and off the siding of our house and garage and just getting that cleaned up. And no, I did not use a pressure washer to do that because I don't want to take the paint off the side of our house. I have did it a little bit a more manual way of using a brush, hose, and soap. Yeah, a little bit of extra work, but it looks better this morning, but I've been putting it off for a while. Some of the texts we get in include people that have not cleaned out their gutters, rearranged the garage, and those types of projects. So again, text me in those projects you've been putting off. I know that I need to paint our shed because it's needing to be done. And of course, then there's the roof on the shed. A few shingles came off in the storms this summer. Not sure what we're doing with that yet. Leaning towards maybe putting a metal roof on there. But again, I'm not supposed to be on ladders. So trying to figure that out. And you know, then there's always the, cleaning up the garage. I've been putting that task off for a while. definitely need to do that. We got a few things we need to get rid of and all that stuff. So yeah, I totally get it. Procrastination is the name of the game. But again, it's middle of October as well. And we know that that other season's getting here. How do we know that? You walk into stores. I was in one of the two stores in the past couple of days. One, they have all their toys out for the kids. And right as you walk in the door, their toys are right there. So yeah, and Christmas decorations. Another store I went into over the weekend, their outdoor area is now all of their Christmas area. So it is going to be that time of year. Hallmark holiday movies start this weekend, I believe, as well. I don't remember if that's Friday night or Saturday night at this point. So that is happening as well. So yeah, it's going to be that time of year, right? So some other things that we have going on. This Thursday is the Hope House Purple Thursday. They need all of our help, and I'm asking each and every one of our listeners to help out on this one, because this is something that's very important to us. As a reminder, a couple of Thursdays ago, we had the Hope House Radio Requestathon, and we found out that they're losing a lot of their state funding this year, so we need to help them out this year. So on Thursday, it is Purple Thursday 2024. This is part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We kicked that off with the Radio Requestathon, and we thank all of our listeners and sponsors and partners and everyone that was involved in that. We met and exceeded our goal. And yes, I do still have purple fingernails. We will get a picture of those over at Hope House on Thursday. I'm going to be over there right around 7:30 a.m. broadcasting live from Hope House if all the technology does what it's supposed to. So that is currently the plan. I'll start out there right around 7:30 and be there for a little while broadcasting live. And what is happening over at Hope House? It's Purple Thursday 2024. Their wish list is on their Facebook page. We shared this on the Max FM Facebook page as well. So that is out there. And some of the things on their wish list are the things that we use every day. Toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenex, Ziploc bags, Lysol laundry sanitizer and disinfectant, 13-gallon trash bags, recycling trash bags, laundry detergent, dishwasher soap, non-bleach toilet bowl cleaner, standard pillows. They need some new pillows. And that is one of the basic necessities. And so other things include coffee, juices, bottled water, healthy snacks, baby wipes, diapers, body wash, lotion, grocery store gift cards, Walmart gift cards, micro USB phone chargers, USB-C type phone chargers, iPhone chargers, and of course, cash donations are always accepted and appreciated. You can go to hopehousecw.org for more information. If you go to the Max FM Facebook page, we have shared this post. There's a QR code on there as well. If you're not able to make it over there on Thursday, we've got an easy way you can help them. There's a QR code, and this is for their Amazon wish list. Just scan that QR code, and you can help shop for them, and it will be shipped directly to Hope House. So you don't even have to leave your house. You can help them out. And we're asking for your help on Thursday. That is this Thursday. Again, we will be broadcasting live starting around 7:30 in the morning. We will join them and help them out for a little while. And the weather is supposed to be fantastic. So there's no reason that we can't help them out. And we want you to help them out. So again, please consider helping them out this Thursday. You can stop by, say hi. I'll be out there right around 7:30. And yes, I do still have my purple fingernails. And thank you to 12 Salon for helping out with that after I messed them up a little bit as well. So yeah, I'm rough on my hands, but stop on out. I'll be there Thursday. This is something that's so near and dear to us. And if you have purple clothing, it's also the day to wear that. I got to find a purple shirt. I don't know that I have any purple clothing. So got to look for that. I'll start doing that shortly. Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
In Monday Night Football action, Buffalo marched into MetLife Stadium to knock off the New York Jets 23-20 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Josh Allen passing for two touchdowns and ran for another score in the victory. Packers off today. They'll host the Houston Texans at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Matt LaFleur on Houston quarterback C.J. Stroud.
I do have a lot of respect for him and what he was able to do a year ago, and just to be able to come in
to the league as a young player and put up the type of numbers that he did and lead them, you know, into the playoffs. I think that was pretty impressive.
The Bucks won their first preseason game, 111-107 over the Bulls at Fiserv Forum last night. Giannis had 24 points and 10 rebounds to lead the way. Major League Baseball, Mets even the NLCS at a game apiece with a 7-3 win over the Dodgers. American League, the Yankees won their opener 5-2 over Cleveland. Game 2 of that series is tonight in New York. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a little chilly out there again today. Mostly sunny, 50 will be our high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, hard freeze likely. Mostly clear, 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 58 by Thursday. Sunshine, high of 66. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 741 AM with Stevie Wonder on Max FM.
The lights to let you know tonight's the night for me.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning, 7:48 a.m. I hope everyone can hear me because we just had some sort of weird internet issue here. I lost all my connectivity for just a moment, so hopefully I'm back. Someone text me and let me know that you can hear me this morning because I was not expecting to walk into that. And I'm like, okay, I've got to talk now and I've got red boxes up on my screen. Never a good sign. I was hoping I could find a good IT guy around here to fix that. Oh, wait, that's also me. So hopefully everything's back up and behaving itself. So yeah, that was a weird start to the morning. So yeah, I've got a thumbs up from Becky. Thank you. And yeah, Becky, thank you for the headshot picture. But no, we cannot use that as a headshot. So that, no. So again, anyone that knows a great headshot or a person to take a picture for that, text us 608-355-9970. Also, text in those birthdays and anniversaries. Now we'll go through that celebrity list in just a second. Thank you, Michael, Chris, and Bridgetta for texting in that you can hear me loud and clear. Appreciate all of you texting in this morning, knowing that everything's working, because, yeah, not a fun way to start the morning. My internet provider, you know, it's the only choice we have where I'm at, and that is probably one of the issues. And Chris is saying happy Rocktober to all of our listeners, so thank you, Chris, for that. You know, we have one choice for our internet, and it's, I'm going to say the company because it's Spectrum. It's the only choice I have. We could get DSL from another company. We do not have fiber internet connectivity in the home studio, unfortunately. A little bit of a frustration. I've asked other internet service providers for some other options, and that's been a no-go. So yeah, it is what it is. I definitely am, you know, some days frustrated when that stuff happens, and at least I'm not too far away if I do have to run in. But I have all my screens here with everything that I do for the morning show, and it's a little bit easier to do it from this studio just because three screens, two computers all at the same time. I have a lot of real estate here. And then my lovely wife can attest to the takeover of the home office. Yes, I think she's still maybe just a slightly little bit on me for that one. So, all right, let's celebrate birthdays and anniversaries today. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text that into us here via the Free Civic Media app or 608-355-9970. So our celebrity birthdays are Bailey Madison. She's 25. She's Imogen Adams on Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin. She's also Grace the Good Witch. Keisha Cole is 43, R&B singer. Remember Heaven Sent? Genuine is 54. Biggest hits include Differences and Pony. I'm going to play that next. Zach Orth is 54. Borg Industries is the CEO, and Falling Water. You may also remember Aaron Pittman on Revolution. Kimberly Shapland from Little Big Town is 55. Wow. Dominic West is 55. Noah on Showtime's The Affair. Detective Jimmy McNulty on The Wire. Lord Croft in Tomb Raider remake, and he's playing Prince Charles in season 5 of The Crown. Paige Davis is 55 from Trading Spaces. Vanessa Marcel is 56. Gina Kincaid on Beverly Hills 90210. I remember that show. Sam Marquez on Las Vegas. And Brenda Barrett on General Hospital. Brenda K. Starr is 58. Remember, I still believe Brenda discovered Mariah Carey in the 80s. So there you go. Mariah was her backup singer. When Brenda sent Mariah's demo to Sony's Tommy Mottola, Tommy later married and made a star out of Mariah, and Brenda drifted off to obscurity. All right, Eric Benet is 58, R&B singer who used to be Mr. Hail Berry until he admitted to cheating on her repeatedly. Biggest hit was Spend My Life With You. Sarah Duchess of York is 65. Fergie used to be married to Prince Andrew. Then she spent time for some Weight Watchers stuff. Her daughters are 9th and 11th in line for the throne. All right, let's look at a couple more celebrity birthdays. Larry Miller is 71, and so he was a dad in 10 Things I Hate About You, Dean Richmond, and Eddie Murphy's Nutty Professor movies. Krista Berg is 76. If you remember Lady in Red, that song, yes. So 76 years old. And then we have Richard Carpenter from The Carpenters is 78. Some of their hits include Rainy Days and Mondays, Only Yesterday, Superstar, Close to You, We've Only Just Begun. So that's been in a few movies as well. So if you are celebrating a birthday anniversary, happy birthday or happy anniversary to you. We hope that you're having a great Tuesday today. So go out and celebrate. There's plenty of things to do. The weather's not going to be too bad. A little bit cool today. As we mentioned before, freeze advisory tonight. That's from 1 a.m. until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, we're looking at it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 50. Again, that widespread frost tonight with the low around 27. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 57. On Thursday, we'll see some frost again in the morning. It'll be sunny with a high of 65. On Friday, sunny with a high of 69. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs in the the 70s. Going to be a beautiful October weekend, that is for sure. So again, if you have some of those projects you've been putting off, this is probably the weekend to get those done. Currently, it is 35 degrees outside. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Things I would do to you.